Mandy is on Twitter
at Mandy Wiener.
Some arrests over the weekend in a bit of a blitz targeting restaurants selling alcohol illegally, but there are still growing calls from liquor traders for the alcohol ban under Level 3 to be reconsidered. I heard Clement speaking to some tavern owners a bit earlier on about just how it's devastated their businesses. An organization called Liquor Trader Formations has requested a meeting with the president to discuss the impact of the alcohol sale ban on the industry. Lucky Ntumane is from the Liquor Traders Formation convener. Lucky joining us on the line. Thanks for your time today. We've spoken to you before just about how difficult it is for you in the industry at the moment. What are you asking for of the president?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to 702 listeners. So the Liquor Trader Formation is a combination of independent liquor traders as well as the tavern associations in the country. So we wrote to the president on Saturday requesting an urgent meeting that will see us opening and be allowed to trade again, because we understand that government does not have money to support us. Government has decided that they're not going to honor their constitutional obligation to supporting small businesses that are suffering and battling under these COVID-19 restrictions that have been placed on the industry. So we want the president to give us his view in terms of how we see us moving forward, because we honestly cannot sit under the tree and not do anything. We really want to go back and work, because he has obviously let it known that he's not going to support us. So we want to be able to be allowed to go and open our businesses so that we can support our own families like we've been doing in the past.
Lucky, I hear you and I hear the tavern owners. We know at the same time that on the front lines in the hospitals, they just can't afford to have the additional burden of trauma as well. Would there be a compromise where you say to the president, we'll stay closed, but you have to give us money. You've got to subsidize us in some way.
Look, the government has made it clear. In fact, the president made it clear that he doesn't have money. And, you know, we've been listening to the president making that connection around alcohol, around trauma cases being called by alcohol abuse, which we accept that alcohol abuse is a problem. But what the president has failed to do is to take responsibility of his inaction as a leader of the country to ensure that the hospitals are well equipped to be able to deal with the pandemic. The president was a deputy president for 5 years. He was a leader of a government's business. What has he done to ensure that he improved the health facilities of the country? So we really take exception, you know, for the liquor industry to always be blamed when there's an issue in the country. We have now been closed on three separate occasions. We haven't been able to trade over 100 days. And he can't even give us a cent to be able to support us. So we feel that the only way in which we can balance the issue of livelihoods and lives is for us to be able to go back and open our business and trade in a responsible way to support government's efforts in fighting against the COVID-19 pandemic. But we really take exception to the fact that the liquor industry seems to be the whipping boy when all things go wrong in the country.
So if they can't open, like you, what is second prize for you? How else do we resolve this issue if he just says we can't put that additional burden on trauma in hospitals?
What is he willing to give for his inaction to ensuring that the health sector is well equipped to deal with the pandemic? We've got ours as an option to open. We don't have any other option, because this president is claiming to protect us from the pandemic, but yet it's taking us to a second pandemic, which is poverty. We really cannot accept to be taken on highway ride to this pandemic of poverty. We really need to be able to open so that we can continue to support the livelihoods that are dependent on this industry.
Anecdotally, Lucky, the people that you're speaking to, are many of these taverns closing down? Are you feeling it on a very practical level already?
So if you look at the liquor trader formations, which is the independent liquor traders and taverns, we're looking at a number of about 39,000, that's liquor traders, supporting 282,000 jobs. And if you look at 282,000 jobs, it means these are 282,000 families who really cannot afford to go another week without their operating. And I'm not even talking about the hospitality industry or even the alcohol value chain, which supports 1 million jobs, which is 1 million families. Mm. So this for us is a devastating situation that we find ourselves in. And we find that the president can reverse course and come to his senses and open up the industry again.
Lucky Ntumane from the Liquor Traders Formation convener. It's hitting the tavern owners, the industry, really, really hard. But then you speak to the doctors on the front line and they say we just can't cope with the trauma as well. I'm not sure what the solution is there.